Good Hanukkah, gentlemen. Firstly, with apologies, cancelling tomorrow's shir. Also, I just want to ask if anybody's got a suggestion and a thought about this Rachamon. It's been a while since I forgot to say Al-Nisim in benching, but I did today. And I forgot to say Al-Nisim in benching today. And then I said to Rachamon, does anybody remember the Nusach by heart? Rachamon. No, the Rachamon that you say for him.
If you forget it.
Yeah, so there's a catch-up, which is brilliant. Yeah. It's a real catch-up. It's a good sign that you don't know it by heart.
It's even more beautiful than
Yeah, I know, it's a very nice nusach, and I was going to ask something about this. It's a very nice nusach. It's a very big, very interesting nusach. Now we say, Rachamon, where is it? I think we did mention it when we gave Shea on that, but let's just find it. Rachamon, we say Rachamon who yasel on nisim v'niflois kasher osel avoseinu ba'im imayim b'zman hazeh. Rachamon who yasel on nu, if you miss, yeah, it says the art school, it's black and white in art school too. Person misses to say al nisim on Chanukah, what you can after b'morim, but when you sit the Rachamon's over here, there's an extra one, extra box, they've done that very cleverly. And it says, Rachamon yasel on nisim v'niflois kasher osel avoseinu ba'im imayim. You go through al nisim and you carry on after Rachamon who is a kenu. To not say the al nisim bahat, because what's going to happen is you're going to fall back over here and say balakoil instead of Rachamon. So note. Okay, but the nusach, the words that we say. Yeah, exactly. So what we say is Rachamon, who yes, Hashem should make nisim when he flows, should make miracles for us. Kasha also, just like he has made love was sent to our forefathers by him and by him in those days, but man hazeh in our days. What's shver about this? What's hard to understand? It's striking. Horachamon who yaselon nisim v'niflois. Hashem should please make us miracles and awesome miracles, just like He's made for our forefathers. Absolutely, we're not allowed to daven for miracles. Are you allowed to? Is a person allowed to jump out of the twin towers and say, Hashem, please help me? And you're not allowed to ask for miracles. It's also to daven for miracles.
It's different from daven for miracles. Everything's a miracle.
I'll bring you proof that we say, but in Mishnah's Brachos, we say that you're not allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven. Somebody is here's a tzore happening in town. Kol tzvocha ba'ir. You're allowed, as long as you don't know what's happening. You're allowed to daven that it's not your own family, that it's not your bibnei beisoy. But once you know it's established, once you know that it's probably from a person's own family, he's not allowed to daven anymore because it's a tefillah shav.
No, it's tefillah shav.
Yeah, but why is the problem of davening? What's the is of davening for tefillah shav? Why?
Because it's
make either, it that it could still be 1% chance. It's not
either my family, it's not my family. Right. It's not my family. Oh. Either it is or isn't.
Do we find? What else do we find? We find that who was it that didn't have oil for the menorah? Yes, it's Ruchanik related. Didn't have oil for the menorah. Who was it? And then afterwards he used vinegar, and then the Gemara says, "Come on, it's not a great thing. It's not good." Pardon? That's right. Yeah. So it wasn't good it's not good for him that miracles happened to him. It's not great. Miracles are not good. You're not stopping for miracles. You're not stopping for miracles.
Maybe having miracles as in Yeshua's.
Come on, who yasel on nisim v'niflois. Make us miracles. It's really schwer. We don't daven for miracles normally. So I saw Shavuos Yankov Aboisai. But you yasel, I saw Shavuos Yankov Aboisai. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natas, I was really bothered about this. I saw Shavuos Yankov, finally I got pshat. He says a very, very interesting vote. And he says that pshat is that normally, of course, throughout the rest of the year, a person not allowed to daven for nisim. Of course not. Person not allowed to daven for nisim. You're not allowed to have miracles. You know who are we to daven for miracles? We're not worthy for miracles. But once a year, you can daven for miracles. Chanukah, because Chanukah is a time Kadosh Baruch Hu has done tremendous. Say it's Hashem has done tremendous miracles to us. He's a massive chiddush, massive chiddush, enormous chiddush. Kadosh Baruch Hu has made nisim for us then. Rabbim, biad meatim, giborim. Pardon? Yeah, perhaps will be relevant for Purim as well. Could be, yeah. I don't know. He's talking about Chanukah there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made tremendous nisim, enormous, awesome nisim for us then. And therefore, we can, Chanukah is a time that one is allowed to daven for nisim. What we say, so I think it's quite an important word for Chanukah. That it's different. A person allowed to daven for nisim. Yeah, and that's it. The Shavuos Yankov, Rabbi Yosef Shol Nathanson. Okay, Simon Tov Mem Test. But there might be other Pshatim. I seem to remember, now that I started talking, I heard once a Pshat, there's a difference in Nes Yochid and Nes Rabim. There's a difference, a person allowed to daven for an individual, a private Nes. That's also. But if you're talking about the Nes Hatzolah Shel Rabim, that a person is allowed to. If you're talking about the public, a public is allowed to daven for Nesim, not an individual. I'm not sure. For your own sake, yeah, perhaps. That's maybe another chap. I'm not sure. I don't know where I got this from, but I seem to remember that, hearing that once. Okay, it's page 68. Simon Tov Mem Test. Din Chometz. Anim Tzav Chanush Yisrael. Ve'apoylim Eni Yehudi Moi Behepoch. The halacha is the shayla over here is of a Chanush Yisrael. This is a shop of a yid, but the workers are goyim. Oy Behepoch. That's page 68. Simon Tov. What is it? Simon Tov Mem Test is one seif. The halacha is as follows: Chanus Shel Yisrael, if got a shop, Shel Yisrael, if got a Yiddish, a Yid who owns a shop. The shop could be with plenty of merchandise, and the merchandise Mishnah Berurah says if got an aleph, who mayer shor is choyre pas. His merchandise is bread, no less, or veyain or wine. V'chiga gavnen similar. So he's got merchandise packed, boxes and boxes of chometz or similar items. A Yiddish shop. Perish as choyre v'klei chanus, and also the items, the equipment, everything is chometz. V'shel Yisrael v'apoyim anichnosim l'sham enum yehudim. But the workers that come and work in the shop are goyim. They are goyim. Chometz shenimtza sham acha pesach also b'hano. Now the Yid thought that. He's got rid of the chometz. He thought that it's all fine, mesuda. But lemaisa, turns out after Pesach, they found some chometz in the shop. Now we wonder whose chometz was this. Was it the Yiddish owner who left some chometz there unattended, and it's Yid? If it's the Yid, what's going to be the halacha? If you find chometz after Pesach, you can chuck it in the bin. That's all you can do. It's also b'hano. But you don't know, it could be there was this bag of pita, it could be it was actually the workers. They had a bag of pita and they followed their lunch and they forgot it there. So it could easily be a goyish belonging to the goyim as well. We don't know. So it could be, if it belongs to the goyim and you find it there, it's mutabah now, you can benefit from it. So the question is, how would you assume, what would you do with it? Would you forbid it b'hano, or would you allow it b'hano? What would you say? We don't know whose it is. What would you say? And therefore, if it's kemecht as mechtzah, then it's going to be also. Yeah, but even if you would, you'd probably say that it's. You say, if he says kokavu, mechtzah, mechtzah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, chanus shel Yisrael, umale shel Yisrael, upalim anichnosim shesham enum yehudim. So the workers are goyim. Chometz shenim tzasham achar Pesach, the chometz which is found there after Pesach, also b'hano is also b'hano. Chanus shel en yehudi, but if you've got a so this is also b'hano. We're going to assume that it belongs to the Yid. Why do we say that it's the Yid? Why do we assume that it's the Yid? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. With the Talino, we assume that Chometz Zeh Shel Chanus Hu. We assume that the Chometz which is found there belongs to the, it was part of the shop. For Loi Mi Payalim, and not from the workers. Avshim Regilim Sham, although they are quite, they are used, they come a lot there. Nevertheless, Mishum Da Chometz Bechanus Hu Kavua. Because the Chometz of the Yid, that's its normal established place. The Tadir, it's usually, the Yid, always, it's a Yid shop. So it's safe to assume that Chometz, it belongs to the Yid. V'tfei yeish litlois. It is more likely to assume shenish hasham chometz sheloi. It's more likely that it belonged to the Yid. Sheloi motza beis abdika, and he just couldn't find it when he did bdika. So we're going to assume that it is the Yid, and therefore, we're going to ask it b'hano. Yeah, what happens if it wasn't found straight after Pesach? This is 2 weeks later. If it's 2 weeks later, you find a bag of pita. It was long after Pesach. What are you going to say then? So we just discussed, if you find a bag of chametz in the shop, a Yiddish shop, you find a bag of pita in a shop, you're going to assume that it belongs to the Yid, and it's also Bahano. That's if you found it on Izuchak, the day after Yom Tov. What if you found it 2 weeks later? Will you still say that?
Why would you assume it was all there the whole time?
Oh, exactly. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to assume that it poshut, Meira, we're obviously talking about, Shenim Tatecha V'HaPesach, this chametz was found immediately after Pesach. In a way that we don't have to assume that it is, because of course, if the chametz was found later, we can just say that, no, this is recent chametz, it's not, no reason to chuck it. Okay. Chanos Shalein Yehudi continues Shulchan Aruch. If you've got a goyish shop, the vice versa, the opposite scenario. Chanos Shalein Yehudi. You've got a shop that belongs to a goy. But Malei Shalein Yehudim. But the merchandise there, the merchandise belongs to the goy. But have a parli manichnosin mesham Yisrael. But the workers are Yidden. What would be a good case for that? A goyish shop. Yidden are, but the workers are Yidden.
Any shop that employs
it. I suppose, yeah, any shop that employs a lot of Yidden, yeah, okay. And a lot of the customers may also be Yidden, and you find chametz there. Day after Pesach. What would you say then? So the opposite scenario. What would you say?
The non-Jew. So it's in
his establishment, yeah, his property. But customers and workers are Yidden. Most of them, many of them.
You wouldn't expect them to leave chametz around.
So you think that it's probably also, it's going to be also Behana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, chametz shenimtza sham, the chametz which is found there, muta afilo be'achile. Not only did I have to. It's Mutar Achila. We're going to assume that it belonged to Luke. It was a goy. This is a goyish property. This firm is a goyish firm, and we're going to assume that it belonged to the goy. Kach Rigir says Rashi v'Rabbeinu Hai. That is the opinion of Rashi and Rabbeinu Hai going. Avol Rabbeinu Chananel, but Rach Kuris Behepach he goes the other way around. So let's think this through for a minute. He thinks exactly the opposite. That if this is a Yiddish shop, and the customers and the workers are goyim, then Rabbeinu Chananel holds that it is mutter. And in the opposite scenario, which is talking about a goyish shop with Yiddish customers and Yiddish workers, is going to be also. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel paskens. Yeah, it's in the Mishnah Berurah I couldn't get clear exactly how the Mishnah Berurah paskens, but I would say that normally, stam v'yesh oyim shulchan aruch, but it's not yesh oyim. I don't know. It's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Yeah. But the shulchan aruch says kach yigesa Rabbeinu Hai, aval Rabbeinu Chananel goes behepach. Probably like the first opinion. Okay, Simon Tov Nun, that's an interesting one. I'll finish off with Sif Aleph. Yisrael din Yisrael ve'en Yehudi sheyesh lem shutfas, a partnership. Just that's for you. That's all for you. This is in your honor. A partnership with a goy. You've got a yid that... the first seif is actually a yid having a partnership with another yid. Both yidin. Oh, you've got both?
Yeah. One's not.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay. So this initial scenario is that they're both Yidden. And he borrows there, he says, Chaim, do you mind? Can you lend me a bag of pita or maybe a loaf of bread? And it's just before Pesach. And he says, sure, I don't need to get rid of it. Just take it and finish. So after Pesach, he says, loaf of bread that I lent you, can you pay it back now? And then, I gave it to you before Pesach, so, okay, can I have the equivalent, which is, a few pounds, can I have it back? And he says, no, what do you mean? It was Pesach anyway to get rid of it. What should I pay you for it? Anyway to get rid of it. You had the mitzvah of Tashbis, you had the mitzvah of Bio. You bali oi bali hamotze. It was also Ba'ano. Why am I going to pay you back for it? Is he right or is he wrong?
You sold it and you got it back. So you wouldn't have lost out.
And if it's a person that doesn't sell chametz gomel, you're making depending on that sale. You're saying that since he could have sold it, and he could have got it back, so therefore, you should surely should get the money. But let's say you're making it depending on the mechir. I'm saying, what if it's that both are very hamakbet? They don't sell chametz gomel, or in that particular village there is no sale. You're saying that he's got a point. Shulchan Aruch says Yisrael shel v'kikom echaveiro koydim ha-pesach. Person lends a loaf of bread for Pesach, but tzorch leforach ha-pesach. You've got to pay it back. Not only that, v'yesh boi mishum gezel yimeinu peri. If you don't pay back, you're over on gzeila. You can't benefit from somebody else. This was an agreement, right? This was an agreement. It's not nothing to do with you. The fact that I've got to burn my chametz. I mean, if the agreement was that this is a borrowing and lending agreement, so don't come with frum Torahs that you've got to burn the chametz. I mean, that's between me and the Ribono Shel Olam. We agreed this is a borrowing and a lending transaction. So don't tell me, you know, it's your mitzvah to say if somebody borrows a bottle of milk and he says, you know, say, I'll pay you back in a week, and he says, actually, the heksha wasn't a good heksha, I'm not going to give it back to you. You know, what do you mean? It's that was the arrangement. Says the Mishnah Moins of Kotna Aleph, Kotna Ma Pesach Tzorch Lefor, Roy Tzeloyma, Afilu Loivim Menu Kikaze Barach Pesach. Even if he borrows it before Pesach, someone is Mambil, before the time that he's got to burn the Chometz, Sheim Lo Yilvehu, if he would not lend it to him, Belavachi, anyway, Hoyot Tzorch Levaro, he should have burnt it. Nevertheless, Vim Loi Bera Nesa Be'ano, and if he wouldn't have burnt it, he would have become also Be'ano, Afal Pikein. Nevertheless, he's got to return another loaf of bread after Pesach. Sheral Kulponim, because at the end of the day, he borrowed it of him when it was still permitted time. And at that point, chometz was absolutely valuable money, a valuable item. There was value to it. Shariadain koitimus menabir, prior to this manbir, prior to burning time. And therefore it's he must pay back. He's sure, yeah. And that's how we paskin. Yeah. So what happens in the following case? What happens if I'm lending you a bag of pitot before Pesach, just 5 minutes before Zman Biyu. I said, listen, he said, I need to feed my kids, they're still hungry. I said, oh, listen, I've got a bag of chametz, a bag of pitot. You take it and pay me back after Yom Tov. And it was 5 minutes before burning time. 5 minutes. But you need it because you want to feed your kids still something before. Okay, so fine, you take it. On Pesach, you tell me, listen, you know, I'm scheduled. On Pesach, I go back, I come to you, and I say, listen, do you know, I'm going after Yom Tov Stretch, I'm going for business. Do you mind, can you give me the 2.5 pounds for the, how much is the bag of pita? A couple of pounds. Can you give me back a couple of pounds? Because otherwise you'll forget, I'll forget. Just give me back the couple of pounds. On Chol HaMoed. Is that okay or not? You're paying me back for the chametz on Pesach.
That will benefit you with Pesach.
What do you think?
It's okay.
It's okay, why?
Because it's a loan.
And therefore?
It's not making acquisition.
Agreed or not agreed? Can you pay back for the bag of pita on Erev Pesach, which you took on Erev Pesach before Zman Biyu? Can you pay for it on Chol HaMoed by giving money? You're paying for it.
It's the same thing, because I settle up my account with, I mean, they wouldn't be open, but let's say I've got a shop where I buy
to pay on it, yeah. Probably quite similar, yeah. The Master Rabbi said it's not to do that. You can. It's not, as you're saying, it's not benefit. It's exactly your point. It's not benefit. You're paying for a halvor. Just like you're allowed to pay after, you don't feel allowed to pay by giving the chometz. Also, on Pesach, allowed to pay the £2 for the bag. That is halacha. Okay, Rabbi said, just to summarize what we covered this evening, we spoke about the Chanus Shel Yisrael. If you've got a Yiddish shop, chometz found there. It's also Be'ano. A Goyish shop, chometz found there, is mutter Be'ano. Rach changes the word of the ramp, but that seems to be our paskin. Then we spoke about the borrowing of chometz before Pesach. You can pay back after Pesach, and you should pay back. And if you don't pay back, then it's gezel. These are the main points tonight. Again, sorry about tomorrow. No shit, tomorrow. Use this on Wednesday, Mitzchem. Back to normal, Mitzchem. Okay, good evening and good Chanukah.